Hey, what is up? It's Todd, and in this episode, I want to keep your eye on the bouncing ball, the developing trend of Google's page experience update that is coming, and how you can best position your business to meet your customer expectations when they arrive on your website.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
All right, all right. Thank you for joining me. You know, one of the biggest advantages of my career has been knowing which digital trends are important to follow. And to help keep your business moving in the right direction, a consistent theme in the Toddcast over many years has been preparing your business to improve the user experience so you can meet buyer expectations. And one of the reasons that I've been beating this drum is Google's page experience update is set to launch next May. And the update's going to take user experience into consideration for ranking and search results. And to help you have a clearer view of where Google is going, I'm joined right now by Barry Schwartz, a contributing editor to Search Engine Land and a member of the programming team at SMX, which I've been lucky enough to speak at a handful of times. Barry, thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Barry, this is a cool topic. I know we've been watching it develop over the last year since Google first announced it. Break it down for us. What is page experience in the eyes of Google?
The high level thing is basically Google wanting the web pages that it ranks in the search results to provide a good user experience for the people who, users who click from Google to the page. So it has to be fast, it can't be jumpy. Should be mobile friendly, should be secure and all that other stuff. So basically a page that really provides a good user experience to a user.
By the way, for the audience, Barry wrote a great article on this topic. I'll make sure it's on the show notes page for this episode when that episode goes live. But so let me see if I get this right. Page experience is made up of several existing Google search ranking factors, including mobile friendly update, page speed update, HTTPS ranking boost, intrusive interstitial penalties, safe browsing penalties. So are these refinements under what Google's now calling core web vitals? Does that kind of fit into this?
So some of them are. So there's like three of those page experience elements are core web vitals. And core web vitals are basically about how the page kind of interacts with the user. So the first one is LCP, largest contentful paint, like how fast is the kind of page loading. First input delay, FID, is basically, you know, how responsive it is on some level. The interactivity, not just loading, but interactivity around the page. And then the final core web vital is cumulative layout shift, CLS, which is basically when you ever go to a page and you're trying to like click on a button and then the page kind of shifts and you click on the wrong thing and then an ad right. pops up or something. Those are, some of them are intentional, some of them are not. And Google kind of says that's a bad user experience. You don't want to have the page jump around when you're trying to click. So those three elements, those core web vitals are those three elements, the LCP, largest contentful pain, FID, first input delay, and CLS, which is cumulative layout shift. Those are the core web vitals aspects of the page experience update. In addition to that, there's four other elements that are not part of Core Web Vitals, which is mobile, the site, your page is being mobile friendly. If it's safe to browse, like no malware and stuff on the page, is the site secure using HTTPS? And are there any intrusive interstitial ads that kind of like get in the way of the content where you can't actually experience the page itself? And to be fair, a lot of these factors were already part of the Google algorithm update beforehand. Mobile friendly has always been a ranking boost for the past several years. Safe browsing, HTTPS, intrusive interstitials, all part of the ranking experience. They even had a page speed type of factor.
Right.
But what's new is the core web vitals elements of it, where they're actually giving you specific guidelines around what the core web vitals are. And brand new is the CLS, is the visual stability, is the page jumping around. That's a brand new element that Google never had. So the only real new thing in this whole new name for it, page experience update, is the cumulative layout shift, which is the jumpiness of the page.
Okay. Now, I hear a lot of people that are listening to this either live or in the podcast that are saying to themselves, why, Barry, like, why is Google doing this? Why can't they just keep my world simple? And naturally, Google's like upping the game. So the experience on the web is better for people that are on their mobile devices and so on. But what do you say to somebody that's like, dude, Barry, why are they doing this to us?
Google's doing this to you because Google hates you. I'm just joking. No, I mean, they're trying to, the web is evolving. There's more competition. I mean, back in 1999, you had a website and anything, you could rank for anything because nobody was really competing there. Now we're in a world that if you sell, I don't know, tissues, everybody can sell the tissues. So it's not just one site selling it. And Google's like, all right, we have to find what the most relevant, which is the most important thing. You can have a really slow website, but if you're the only relevant piece of content out there for that query, Google's still going to rank you number one. Even if your site takes forever to load and there's things all over the place, Google will still rank you number one because it wants the most relevant page. But if Google has 20 different relevant pages for the same exact query, which they often have now, Google has to say, all right, we want to rank the most, you know, the best type of web page for that user. So they take into other things like, you know, not just is the page relevant and the content on the page and the links to the page, but they also look at, like, you know, is the site secure? Is it, you know, good user experience and so forth? So now they're able to actually go ahead and say, all right, we have so much content out there that we can rank for a specific query. Let's take into these other, let's take these other elements into play and say, let's rank the best type of web page we can. And these are some of the elements they use for that.
And by encouraging people to up their game and the quality of that user experience, they're also on the other end of that, encouraging Google to be a more valuable tool in people's lives. It's like a win-win on both sides. Is that right?
Right. So it is definitely a win-win. Google's one pushing the web to build better websites. I remember when they announced the HTTPS, like secure, you know, upgrade.
Right.
So many sites migrated. And it just didn't benefit Google for doing that. I mean, Google would show whatever results they wanted to. People didn't really care if it was secure or not. It really made the web more secure. And that was one of Google's motives. They don't do everything out of selfless interest, unlike some people think. I think they do try to make the web a better experience. I know Larry Page and Sergey Brin were always, you know, obsessed with speed, making sure that the Google was a tiny fraction faster and the web was a tiny fraction faster, which is kind of why they launched their AMP features, which is a whole other side topic around this page experience update.
Right.
But yeah, I think Google does do what they can to kind of muscle their way to make the web better. And a lot of SEOs, a lot of webmasters, site owners would not make all these updates if Google didn't say, hey, this is going to make a difference to your rankings.
Right.
Even though it might be a small ranking factor, it might not really make a big impact, which I don't think it's going to be a big impact on ranking per se, but it will get webmasters to make changes.
All right, so it's, you don't expect it to be a big impact, but it will be elevating the game in the quality and the user experience. It'll move the market in how businesses start to adjust. Would you consider this to be a big digital trend or a smaller trend?
So in terms of, I guess, Google rankings, I think it's going to be a small factor. I don't think it's going to make that big of an impact, but I do think it's going to definitely make an impact in terms of what SEOs, webmasters, site owners focus on. I think a lot of them are going to be like, this is coming. Google says it's important. They're telling us what we have to do. A lot of SEO audits you're going to get are going to say you need to do these things. So I think it's going to be a digital trend where a lot of people are focusing on these core web vitals going forward. They already focused on HTTPS. They already focused on mobile friendly. They already focus on all these other things. Now it's going to be about these core web vital elements that a lot of SEOs and site owners are going to focus on. So yeah, I think it will be a big trend now through 2021.
Yep. And then after a while, by like maybe 2020, well, it's so hard to say, man, 2022, it's going to be a basic expectation for a site that wants to compete in the marketplace of ideas. Do you agree with that?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I think if you go to a web page today and it's not, and it's not mobile friendly, you'd be like, what is going on here? If you go to a web page today and it doesn't have an HTTPS and it doesn't look secure, you'd be like, where is this website from? Like, has it been updated? It looks like the old Yahoo directory or Dmoz directory. Right. It's not relevant. So yeah, I think people will expect the pages not to jump around when you go to it, for it to load really, really fast. I think people expect that. And I think people are going to expect it even more so in 2022.
All right, cool. So look, when talking about how Google gives some visual indicators of user experience in search results, should we be expecting Google in some way to like inform a searcher if the search experience results is expected to have a better experience?
So part of the announcement just recently around the page experience update was that they are going to show what they call a visual indicator in the search results, or test a visual indicator in the search results by snippets to say this site will be, the scores well across page experience update. They've done this by showing in the past with AMP results. So they showed an AMP logo, if it has AMP. They've done this before with mobile friendly. Back in the old days when mobile friendly first launched, they would have a mobile friendly indicator saying this site is mobile friendly. The question is, how are they going to show a visual indicator for doing well across page experience or Core Web Vitals? Is going to be like, this page is fast or this page is slow. It's hard to know for sure, because there's lots of different metrics according to the page experience update. Mm-hmm. It will be interesting to see. I hope they don't show like a negative indicator. I hope they just show like a positive indicator if it's a really good site. All right. And we'll be testing it. So we'll be able to see it.
But Barry, you've had plenty of opportunities to interact with the leads at Google. Are you expecting a visual indicator of like maybe a speed gauge or like an icon that's green or something like that? That's just a little image that triggers something in your brain. If you hover over it, Google explain what it is.
Yeah, I don't expect anything more than a little icon or something.
Me too.
Or a little piece of text grayed out. I expect them to test more bold things, but I expect them to like launch something that's kind of subdued.
All right, cool. Now, Barry just mentioned a few moments ago a mobile first initiative. Barry joined us on the Toddcast in episode 98. If you want to listen to that episode, and he drops some significant knowledge bombs in it, just go to wirebuzz.com/98. Now, Barry, when do you anticipate Google start testing this?
The indicator?
Yeah.
Like
you probably think they're doing it behind the scenes right now, right?
I would have seen it. I would have gotten notifications. And I usually find things that Google's testing like way before most Googlers even know about it. And I publish it on Search Engine Roundtable, SEROundtable.com. I think it's under, if you want to find all the Google tests that I track, it's SEROundtable.com/tag/user-interface or something like that. Or just do a search for Google user interface tables. It's crazy how much they're testing. I think they once published that they do about 300,000 tests per year in Google search. It's constant changing, moving pixels around, but I try to cover the bigger ones. So if I would have seen it, I probably would have published seen it by now. Mm-hmm. If they would have been testing it. So I do expect them to start testing it any day now. I'm surprised I haven't seen any examples of it yet, but they have time. I mean, this is not launching until May of 2021. So it could be
that's away.
We have time. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, I think it's interesting how Google's slow rolling this. I know that there's some COVID elements to it, but how can businesses start preparing for the page experience update? Like what should people start doing now in order to prepare for the inevitable in May?
So the cool thing is Google has this free tool. It's called Google Search Console. It's free for everybody who has a website. You just go to Google Search Console, type in Google Search Console into your browser, verify your website with Google Search Console, and Google Search Console will give you a report about your Core Web Vitals. It will tell you straight off the bat how you're doing with your Core Web Vitals. It will then let you drill into each individual page. It will give you suggestions on how to fix it. Basically, this report is something that you should give to your developer, your webmaster, to go in and kind of make those red indicators or those yellow mm-hmm. indicators all green. And it's really, really detailed. It goes through the CLS, the FID, the LCP, all the things we talked about to try to say, hey, these are the things you need to do to speed up your page or to remove the jumpiness and so forth. And it will grade you right there. So you definitely have a very good reporting in Google Search Console to handle this.
And how much should a company prioritize this? Like, is this something that the web development team should be leaning into over the next 6 months?
So if everything else is fine, meaning your website ranks well, you don't have some crazy security errors or your site's not going down. Obviously, there's different priorities based on where each individual website owner has their own priorities. If everything is great on the Google front and you're looking for something to do, this is where you should focus. It really depends on individual by individual site basis. Mm-hmm. Again, I don't think this is going to be a big ranking change. The visual indicator might be something that you want to take advantage of, because that could increase your click-through rate or decrease your click-through rate if Google tags it as being a positive experience or a negative experience. So, but in terms of rankings, I don't think it's going to make a huge difference. So it really depends on what else you're doing and what other priorities you have on your SEO team.
Also, I think it's a good indicator for businesses to start thinking about what that user experience is like and to start thinking about what are the speed in which the page loads and how the graphics load and all of those things. And this kind of feels like a come to Google moment where people can start having that conversation where they might experience it when they go onto somebody else's site and get irritated as they're going through and experiencing the friction of a site, but may not be identifying it on their own platform yet. And so that kind of feels like one of the big values here. Barry, behind you on that wall is a rusty brick piece of artwork. Is that like a maze pattern?
It is. Somebody sent me this. I don't know why.
Yes, dude. I swear I got the same one over there. I don't know why I got it either.
So I needed something as a – I'm at home now. I'm not working from the office. It's all completely empty. And I needed something in the background. I'm like, wait a second. I think I have one in the closet. I just like hung it up on the wall here. Yeah.
Can we talk about that for a moment? Like from a marketing perspective, I mean, it's nice. It's framed and it hangs on our wall inside of one of our editing bays, the dark rooms back there. But, and somebody spent a lot of money, but neither of us know who sent it and we appreciated it, but there's no branding for them on it. Is there?
It's giving some branding. It says marketing automation built for agencies, sharpspring.com. It looks like it's like a whiteboard. You could actually, it looks like an actual whiteboard. You could use it. So I think there was a card there or something about like, you know, tweet about it and stuff like that. I guess but I really didn't even look at it. I put it in the closet and like, and then when I got home, I'm like, this is like years ago. I don't know how I remember this. I'm like, I need something with rusty brick branding behind me so I could brand my company while I'm talking. And this, it has like a glow to it. So you can see my screen a little bit, which is not great, but it's not so bad. I don't think you can see too much.
It's so funny that we got the same thing. Well, he's Barry Schwartz. He owns Rusty Brick. It's a New York based web consulting firm. He also runs Search Engine Roundtable, a popular search blog on advanced SEM topics. Barry, thank you so much for joining us. If anybody wants to find out more about you, where else should they go, Barry?
I'm very, very active on Twitter. So if you're on Twitter, it's at Rusty Brick. Definitely follow me there. I'm actively trying to build up my YouTube channel. I produce a weekly vlog where I interview people now in a socially distant way, in person, but in a socially distant way outside, where I interview certain SEO personalities. If you want to be on that vlog, let me know. If you're in the New York tri-state area, I could definitely make that happen. We'll wear jackets. I also produce a weekly SEO video recap of what we covered over the week. So if you want to catch up, you don't have time to follow my blog. It's just a quick 10-minute video of what are the important things that happened over the week to keep track of. Those are the things. So YouTube is, how do you find it? YouTube.com/RustyBrick, I think. I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Facebook, but mostly it's Twitter, Search Engine Roundtable, SEROundtable.com, SearchEngineLand.com, and obviously the YouTube channel.
And on a personal note, I've been reading Barry's information over what feels like, I don't know, Barry, 10, 15 years. I'm so grateful for the news that you share throughout the week and appreciate the guidance that you provide. Thank you so much for joining us on the Toddcast.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Beautiful. All right. Always good to have Barry Schwartz on the podcast. You know, I'm a big fan of making sure that I can be preparing my business for customer expectations. Because if you can meet the expectations of today's buyer and you realize that they want to move through a website quickly, that page needs to load rapido, right? It needs to have the interstitials, not be intrusive. The content shouldn't jump around when the page loads. all of those things are important, like how mobile friendly your site is. You know, it may not change your search results, but if your site loads quickly, people are going to buy from you at faster rates. It's a better user experience. And recognizing now that 82% of buyers don't want to talk with a salesperson until they're ready to make a buying decision, your business needs to be prepared to sell remotely in this new world. And if you want to know where to get started, well, I've got 20 minutes of free learning where I'm teaching some of my best secrets and strategies on how to use digital marketing tactics and video and smart sales psychology in order to get people to buy from you at faster rates. 20 minutes of free learning. It's my gift to you as a listener to the Toddcast, and you can access it at wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. And after watching it, if you think my team and I could be of help, just fill out the form on the side and we'll jump on a 15-minute Zoom call to find out what you're trying to accomplish and give you a strategy session in that 15 minutes to help you achieve your goals. Look, I love the topic of how we keep our business moving forward, and I'm just grateful that you're in the audience. Anytime you see a topic that's coming up that you want to shed light on, hit me up on LinkedIn. Drop me a message in the DM. And I'll look forward to digging in and see how you can use that for your business to pump up the jam and get better results. On behalf of the Wirebuzz team, wish you guys just a really beautiful holiday season coming up this December. And I'll look forward to dropping you another episode tomorrow. Peace.